It doesn't say faith comes by reading. It says faith comes by what? Hearing. So what do you have to do to hear it? You got to do like you're doing today. You're hearing, and then you get the word on CD or DVD or something. You put it in your car, and when you drive down the road, you listen to the Word of God over and over and over and over. With what's going on in the world today, you know, we may need more than healing after a few days, huh? I hope I'm wrong. Oh, I hope I'm wrong. But, you know, if you don't know how to walk by faith, you better learn. If you've never read Psalms 91 and you don't have it committed to memory, you better read it and learn it. Because if you know Psalms 91, I don't remember the name of that little town down in South Texas, but there was a little town down in South Texas that I think they spent 40 or 50 or 60 of their men to World War II. This is back in the days when we still believed in Jesus. They took all of those men's pictures and put them on a big poster board under glass down at the City Hall, Main Street. And somebody, or two or three somebodies, went by there every day and read Psalms 91 over all of those men that were all Christian men that went to World War II. Diligently. They never missed a day. Some of those men were gone 2 and 3 years fighting in some of the most heated battles that we fought in the war, World War II. And guess how many of those men came home? All of them. Guess how many of them had an injury? None. Not one single injury and not one single man lost. Does God honor His Word? I think that it would be a good time to learn Psalms 91. Because what are you going to do? Stop and think about this. Does anybody see or remember what happened to Japan in Nagasaki or Hiroshima when a little 20 kiloton bomb went off over there? Anybody ever seen pictures of that? What did it do? It was devastated, wasn't it? I mean, there was blocks of those cities that were totally, totally annihilated. That was a toy. 20 kilotons. They're saying that these nukes that they have in these cities in America, the smallest one is 2 megatons or 2 million tons. Instead of 20,000 pounds of TNT, they're equivalent to 2 million tons of TNT. Now, what do you think that's going to do? You better know Psalms 91. If you don't, you're going to be in trouble. Now, that could happen this week. It could happen this week. Oh, I ain't got time to explain it to you now, but all I got to say is, if we don't make some changes come November, all I got to say, the church is more dead than I thought. You know, you better know who you vote for in November. And if they've been in office before, you better not vote for them again unless you know where they come from and they're really good Christian men and women. You better know. Because if you don't know that, I'm going to make a declaration to you right now. In a year, if we don't vote in an entirely different group of men and women in Washington, D.C., that changes everything up there, in 1 year from that date, there will be a civil war in the United States of America. There will be a revolution. And it won't be a spiritual revolution. It'll be a physical revolution. People will be killing people in the streets of America. It'll happen. You mark my word. Then you don't have to worry about healing. You have to worry about living. Who's in control of all this? God. If you're walking in faith, He promises that nothing will hurt you as long as you're walking and obedient to His Word. He promises to protect you and take care of you. So, I have no fear. All I got to say is, you better make sure you know Jesus. Because, you know, I might be downtown Dallas, and if one of them goes off, and if it does, I may be walking down the street, driving down the street, and the next thing I know, all of a sudden, I don't hear nothing or see nothing, and the next thing I know is I'm walking on streets of gold. Hey! How did I get here, Lord? Is that going to be okay? Sure, that's going to be okay. I don't mind that, do you? No, my problems are over now. I'm going to be with the King forever. I don't have to worry about nothing else down here. I don't have to worry about fighting battles no more. I don't have to worry about nothing. Jesus has just took me to heaven. Hey, are you ready? Yay, I got my ticket picked up, haven't you? He bought it and paid for it, and I picked it up. Praise the Lord. So if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now would be a very good time to get saved. Because who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? And some people say, he's crazy. I don't believe none of this. Okay, that's okay. That's okay. Let's go down to a little further. After faith comes by hearing, you on Romans 10, 17, you have to hear and hear and hear and hear. I remember whenever, what was that little girl's name? Allison. Allison and her mom and dad came here to a healing school a couple of years ago, and she had allergies, terrible. And I said, how long she had it? She's about 3 or 4 years old. They said, she's had it all of her life. I said, okay, she's under a curse. So I said, let's find out, mom and dad, your sins, and we found them. You know, it's usually not very hard to find sins in people's life. You know, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know that? All of us. And so they repented of all their sins. When you repent of your sins, is Jesus wonderful? He forgives you your sins and restores you to fellowship. Oh, I love it. That's a promise from God. So anyway, we claimed those things. We broke the curse over them. And that Galatians 3:13, in fact, let's put Galatians 3:13 back up there one more time, because I think everybody in the world is under a curse. You see here, then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Allison had this problem, and so when they came up for prayer, I found their sin, mother's and daddy's sins, had them repent of their sin. I said, now then, that mom and dad has repented of sin. I said, now then, honey, Jesus has already redeemed you from the curse of the law. Because when they sinned, that put them under a curse, and their children. God said in His Word that if you sin, I will put you under a curse and your children. Now, if people read that and believe that, if they thought that their sin was going to make their children sick, I think most people would stop sinning. But they don't. They don't know it. They just don't know it. So anyway, it's in the book, but we don't read it, so we don't know. We watch too much television. So it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. What does it mean for Christ to already have redeemed you from the curse of the law? Is it done? I mean, if Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law, once you repent of sin, the curse now has been taken care of. Jesus did it, didn't he? Amen. It's done. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. In other words, if we come in like my dad, if we'd have known, but we didn't, if my dad, which had burned his lungs up with nicotine all those years, smoked all that bull derm, if he'd have known, Lord, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to deliver me. This is even a scripture that says, if you call on the name of the Lord Jesus, he'll deliver you from anything, whatever you got. And it's in Joel 2:32. He clearly tells you in Joel 2:32, anyone, it shall come to pass. We won't go there right now. But he said, it shall come to pass. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Don't you like that? Maybe it'll come to pass? Is that what he said? Maybe it'll happen? What did he say? It shall come to pass. Don't you like that? If God said it shall, what do you think he means? That's what he means. That whosoever. Are you a whosoever? Are you a whosoever? Huh? Can you call on the name of the Lord and ask him to forgive you and he will? Of course he will. Yes, he will. He'll forgive you. Then he says, after Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, because he was made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed that everyone hangs on a tree. So I claimed that verse for little Allison. And after I claimed that for little Allison, just like I did the little boy last month with the eyes, and then I told her, I said, now, honey, I'm going to kick these devils out of you in the name of Jesus, and they're all going to go away, and you're going to be able to eat anything you want to. Because she could hardly eat anything. In fact, she had it so bad. Her daddy told me, said, if I eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and then I wash my hands and dry them, and then I walk up and lay my hand on her, it will cause her throat to begin to swell closed. He said, we have to give her that shot. He said, I have to wash my hands several times. I told him, I said, sir, it's not the laying on of your hand that's causing the problem. It's a demon. It's a demon living inside your little girl that knows he has a legal right. And whenever you touch her, he is going to manifest and going to strangle her and make her choke. I said, now then, that you and your wife have repented of all your sins. Now then that Christ has redeemed her from the curse, which I've claimed for her. Now I'm going to take this verse in Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. I want you to see what Luke 10, 19 and 20 says. Look at this. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Who is the serpent? The devil. Who is his scorpions? His demons. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons and over how much of the power of the enemy? Now, don't you like that? He's given you all power over the enemy. And then he says, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I like that. I like it when God gives you and me that kind of power. Ain't that right, brother? Absolutely. Then he says, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. In other words, you don't have to rejoice over what I've just told you, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. When's the last time somebody jumped up and screamed and said, oh, God, thank you, Lord, that I'm saved. I'm born again. You know, I drive down the road doing that. I drive down with both hands raised, my knee under my steering wheel, holding it, saying, praise the Lord, Lord, I thank you that I'm born again. Lord, I'm so grateful that I've been chosen by you to be your son. I'm grateful. I walk into a restaurant. Praise the Lord. Anybody in here know Jesus? Wow. Somebody says, what's wrong with that idiot? There ain't nothing wrong with that idiot. What's wrong with the rest of y'all? You know, I'm the only normal one in the bunch. What did the Lord say we should be rejoicing over? Because our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is yours written in the Lamb's Book of Life? When you rejoice and praise Him and worship Him, He'll heal Judy for you when you pray for her. You see what I mean? He's an awesome God. So we do what He says, everywhere He says. Now then, if I have this kind of power over these spirits, when I command these spirits that have been in this little girl's body, has been messing with her throat and everything else where she can't eat or drink anything, when I command those spirits to leave, what have they got to do? They got to leave. That's exactly right. It is written. They have to obey me. Once I got the sin taken care of, now you don't want to be like the guy that was casting demons out of a 13-year-old girl. This man and his wife were casting demons out of a 13-year-old girl, and he had two or three other pastors there. There was a couple of doctors there and a couple of nurses, because nobody had ever seen this, and this little girl was in an institution, and she was really bad.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Miracles Are Available to Us, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.